Have you got a minute?
Sir?
Have you got a minute or two?
Oh, yes.
That's a jug of wine. Have a jug of wine.
For me?
Yeah.
You poured it out for me?
I did water. Yes.
Just
good water.
Just good water? That must be good water.
I keep, now this is breakfast coffee.
Yes, sir.
I had a little bit left over.
Yes,
sir. And I just leave it in every now and then. I take a sip, and that's all I drink.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hodge, where do you get this water from?
Over there at Robert Smith's.
Robert Smith, what?
Over at the candy shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Mr. Patterson got fine water, too.
You think so, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe he told me that last well he drilled at his house.
Just good water.
Mine got too much lime in it.
Yeah. This water is healthy, but it's, I don't know, I've never liked the taste of this water.
I see.
But other people like it.
Yes.
So I don't know.
That is soft water, it's not hard water, is it?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I drink water and it sort of turns my stomach. It, you know, it makes it feel sort of acid.
I understand.
But this doesn't.
Understand.
I drink a lot of water.
You do?
Do you?
I drink a good deal, and when I don't get to working, you know, I forget about it.
Yeah.
I get to working. You know, in South Carolina, we farm and we wouldn't have water handy and didn't have sense enough to carry a jug of water to the field with us. we would have a creek, you know, creek run through the place and maybe we'd be pretty close to the creek. We had to go to the creek and get some warm water.
Yeah. That's
right. The creek in the summertime.
But you had this good water in the creek then. That water was good, wasn't it?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought then it was pretty good. I know. How healthy it was.
You know, these jars, there's so many of them now, you know. I use them. That's what I use. I don't ever hardly use a glass.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
And they won't turn over?
No, that's right.
And I hold it right smart?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
I take those out to people to drink in, you know, and I notice they look at them sort of curious. And then if you just lay them around.
That's right.
Throw them away. You got too many anyhow, haven't you?
That's right. But you need buying glasses.
No.
No.
I use this old coffee jar. That's what I drink water out of. See? I fill it up, and leave it in there on my, where I work there, in the desk.
To be sure.
And just drink a little every now and then.
That's right.
You been out all afternoon?
No, sir, not all afternoon, but I was out this morning.
Oh, were you?
I was out this morning. I went in and didn't have any dinner done. I had to wait there till it got done already, and that was late. And so after I got done, I come on out.
I hadn't been down on this end
in a good while. Heard that Carrie and Anna both was in from the hospital, so I thought I'd come down and see how they're doing.
Yeah. Well, now, you get to talk to a lot of people that way, don't you?
That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure, you know, and of course, anyhow, some of them is very insulting. You know?
Oh, are they?
We don't pay attention to that at all.
Some of them are a little sharp.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know that stuff. I go talk food.
Yeah. Well, what do you do when they talk like that?
Maybe you don't, but we'd like to talk with you and see maybe you would come to like to use it, some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It might, you see, because maybe we could encourage you to use some of it.
Mm-hmm. what was you before you,
Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
African Methodist. I belonged to the Monroe and them out here.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And me and Walkwater were stewards in that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I was glad.
How's that?
And they're still down there.
Oh, yeah, they're still there. That's right. Well, they're up in high class masons and
yeah.
So they can't give that up. Well, you know, Mr. Miles, a lot of people really know this is really the truth, but you see, the people will. They know what they said about me. So I thought, man, you did have some sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, of course they mean good, plenty of people mean good, but listen, now what I come to see about it, you see, now the difference in it.
Yeah.
You see, now, the church, the African Methodist, well, all the Protestant churches, they teach immortality of the soul. You have a soul that don't die.
Yes.
The Bible don't teach that. It teach contrary to that.
It don't teach that?
No, it don't teach. What is a soul?
I don't know.
You don't know. Me, you, is a soul. God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man came to be a living soul.
Yes.
So man, or any living creature, is a living soul. Dog, cat, anything, is a soul. The Bible speaks of them as souls. Yes, you see. So man is a soul. So when man dies, a soul is dead.
Oh.
That's right.
So the soul dies.
Yeah, but to be sure it does. Well, when, yes. If he die in God's memory, then he have a chance of a resurrection to life again.
Oh.
You see, But now if you don't die in God's memory, he returned to the dust, just like God told Adam, dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. See, Adam and Eve will not get a resurrection. See, they just willfully sinned. God told them, the day you eat of that fruit, you'll surely die. And you see, and they were perfect. You see, they know, Adam know, so there's no resurrection for them at all.
Yes.
They turn to the dust. That is all. There's no torment, no punishment for a person to die wicked. They just turn back to the dust.
Yes.
Go back to the dust as though they had never been.
Yes.
But a person the righteous and the unrighteous one. An unrighteous person is a person that has got a good heart. He's not wicked, but he do vile things, evil things.
Yes.
He'll get a resurrection and given a chance. See, given a chance. You see, now, most of the Protestant ministers, they will say that, that is the clergy, they will say that when a person dies, his work is done. No, it isn't done. It isn't done. No, it's not done. He will be raised from the dead, an unrighteous person, raised from the dead and given a chance to gain life in the new order. Yeah. So.
Well, now that's That's a different view of it, isn't it?
To be sure.
Yeah.
And that is the right view, you see. You know, in the Protestant churches, where the clergy will preach to you to you must be born again and go to heaven.
Yeah.
Like everybody is going to be born again and go to heaven.
Yeah.
No. The people will get life here on this earth. They don't have to be born again. Let me see. Was that the rich young ruler who was? He asked Jesus Christ, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" I think that's what he said. He said, "Keep the commandments."
Yeah.
He told me, "Keep the commandments." He said, "I've kept them from my youth." I've kept them from my youth.
Uh-huh.
I think he asked him, though, what commandment? He told him, they shouldn't kill us. He told him what commandment, the Ten Commandments. So he said, I've kept them from my youth.
Okay.
I said, well, if you want life, sell all that you've got and give to the poor and come be my follower.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they preached it, the clergy, they preached it, everybody that gets life, going to get eternal life, must go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Go to heaven. They preach heaven. Preach heaven. Don't tell the people, I didn't know nothing about people who are going to live here on the earth.
Yeah.
But the majority of men of the earth was made for man.
Yeah.
And the majority of people will be here on the earth, just a little flock that will go to heaven. To reign with Jesus Christ. That is just 144,000. And they are called the Christ's body. His body, his bride class.
Yeah.
Of the anointed one. They are sons, spiritual sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now the... And the earthly class of people, which I am among, they are the other sheep. He said that I have other sheep that is not of this fold.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm bringing, they'll also become one flock and one shepherd. So.
Let me check that here, man. Well, Uncle Gil, when you talk, when you tell people things like that, they're not used to that.
No. 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 You see, it is right with the Bible. You see, without it's following the Bible. We preach the Bible just like it is down there. So.
Now, when you tell people things like this, that's when they tell you to go on home?
No, more or less, they'll tell you that when you come to the door.
Yeah.
Before you get to talk at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, but when you tell them something they're not used to hearing, huh, they don't take to that, do they?
Well, just some, you know. Just some is that way.
Yeah.
But a person that's got any understanding much, more the person that has got good reasons and understanding,
oh, yeah.
They know the truth when they hear it.
And they'll listen to you.
They'll listen to you, that's right. But
now, they may not adopt your view.
To be sure.
But they'll listen to you.
To be sure, that's right. That's right. They say, yeah, that's true. I mean, my boys, they say, anybody know that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. They it's the truth. But
well, now, you see, they can't leave this Methodist church down here because they kind of hold that, keep that going, don't they?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yeah, they planning working out build a new church there.
Yeah,
build a new church out, and you know that looks foolish to me. You know, it'll be big.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I have a sister. She's the one that, and Miss Patterson too. And it began to get me to see the truth.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm hoping, she said, my sister's is in South Carolina. See, that's where we're from. And she was in the witness, she was a witness way long before me. Mm-hmm. So, but I would always listen to her talk and she says, all of them call me Bub Gill, white and colored, most up there in Fairfield, South Carolina, call me Bub Gill.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you was brought up there.
Oh, yes. I was 44 years old when I came to Florida.
Well, gee whiz. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, when did you come?
When?
Yeah.
In 25. I've been here 44 years or more.
Yeah.
And see, I'm 88 now.
Well, I'll declare.
Yeah, I'll soon be 89. 10th of March coming, I'll be 89.
Well, now that's when Miss Daisy come. Miss Daisy.
From South Carolina?
No.
Georgia.
She come in 24, 23 or 24.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess I know I've heard her say, but I've forgotten.
Miss Dora?
That's right. That's right.
You all came about the same time, didn't you?
That's right. Somewhere close about in there. That's right.
So they all knew you up there, didn't they?
No, they came from Georgia.
Yeah.
I came from South Carolina.
I mean up there where they called it, had a nickname for you.
Oh, in South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Well, how did you come to leave up there?
Yeah. Well, I just come down to steal. I was logging a sawmill that year for a man that run a sawmill. I was cutting the logs and putting them to the mill for him. And I was farming too. My boys was working the farm and one step another. And I wasn't doing too much farming, but so we cleaned up a mill seat. I cleared that mill seat up and was fixing to move to another mill site, and I didn't like the timber. It's too scattered, and I didn't care to log that. And I didn't, and the boom was on then, but the boom went down just about the time I got out here. It was on its way down when I got here. So I said, I'll go down to Florida. In fact, a man came, he was from up there, and he'd been down here, and he came and talked with me and another boy that had a little Ford truck, the T-Model Ford truck, and talked with us, and this other boy, he said he was coming down. I said, I believe I'll go down too. I believe we will. He encouraged us to come down, and there was a subdivision work down there, go a lot of it. And so we came down. I said, I believe I'll go down there and work a few months and come on back. It was the time enough to start my crop in the spring. So I've been back to work.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I got down here and, you know, I'm doing pretty good in South Carolina, but I got down here and in a while, you know, I'm getting in worse shape than a little. So I just decided I wouldn't go back. I just stayed right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had them studies ahead of you.
I know.
In the studies. You had that ahead of you.
It's the 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah. How'd you make it during the 30s, Uncle Gil?
You mean the 1930s?
Yeah.
Well, let me see. I did pretty good.
Did you?
Pretty good. Did pretty good.
Well, what was your farming down here?
Down here farming, that's right. That's right. Mostly till the boys, the children all got out where I couldn't do much farming. You know, I'd been used to doing big farming up in cotton and corn and stuff, you know, and I'd want to do that big farming down there. It's vegetable. And I did do right smart of it, too.
Yeah.
I worked that pond over there just below me. There's where the Richardson's pasture now.
Yeah.
We worked that farm there. Mr. Lon Smith, Mr. Agnes Smith, we worked that there. But we didn't make the crop that we should make because he didn't have the money and they didn't get no fertilizer. We just been on the ground making it. He didn't make a lot of, but the cabbage wouldn't be like cabbage where it had fertilized there, you know. Wouldn't be a large cabbage, small. But they tell me that's the kind they want now, that's a small cabbage. And then I've worked a good many years with Mr. Rob Wood.
Uh-huh.
And then, worked this place. Yeah, worked this place.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. I know all about this place. Oh, yes, we worked out. Miss Ball. Right out there, what are you talking about? The cow didn't care about that coal. You got this. We're hoeing peanuts. Mr. Ball, he said, I ain't never seen a boy to hoe peanuts no more than one time. I tell him, we can hold him more than one time.
Yeah.
He was hoeing, and Miss Ball was hoeing too, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, I was their boss.
Yeah. They were waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Ball, he wasn't wanting to hold him. We done hold him once.
Yeah.
And there's some weeds and stuff in him, so. And so
Why, Faye? We're waiting on you. Come on in here in this business minute before I take Uncle Gil home. I didn't know they ever put peanuts on this place.
Yes, more than 1 year.
Yes.
Uncle Gil?
Fine, how are you, Ms. Ma?
Goodness.
Yes, sir. We stack peanut shell and fresh peanut shell. And all the steel out here. All down, I don't know how far we done. Yeah, all back over there.
Pull your chair. Gail did put peanuts on this plate.
Don't tell me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. With Mr. Boyle. I didn't know they ever had peanuts. Over.
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't either.
Now, was that in the 30s?
Me see, Mr. Boyle, see this.
No, they didn't come till after that.
After the 30s?
Yeah.
I guess you were right.
Yeah. That long late running.
I guess that, yeah, oh yeah, that was all up. That was all up. I'm trying to think of. I can't hardly figure back.
They come a little before 1940.
Did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Almost the war time when they come and
that's
when they
right.
bought this place.
That's right. I remember when they first came here, but now, what year? I'd get away from it.
Now, Ms. Boyle, was she a pretty good worker?
She pretty good. You mean to do work herself in
yes.
the farm? But she pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, they
well, I didn't know Mr. Boyle's ever farmed much. I thought he was out on this...
He was, but then the time that he... Let me see, he must have been out, but sometime he wouldn't be busy in that next school way.
He'd help a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, when I was working them peanuts, you know, he used to have that hole and helping me hold them peanuts.
Yeah. You know a lot of people don't like a hole.
No, Mr. Boyle didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought up for the hole.
You was, eh?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of work to peanuts?
Not a great deal. And many people, they don't hoe them at all. You don't have to hoe them to make peanuts, but I don't like that glass in them.
Yeah.
It'll make peanuts without the hoeing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm so... Mitt Washington, Liza's husband, he grown, you know, my daughter's glass didn't make peanuts, too.
Oh, he grew peanuts. Mitt Washington grew peanuts.
Not too many, you know, just planted a patch for himself.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember him. I don't think he ever raised any for market.
I see.
But I raised them for market over there on Bessie Jackson Place, all that place and peanuts.
And then on this place?
Then on this place, but now, I don't know, I don't think I had it at the same year.
I see.
But I have peanuts all over that place over there.
Did you, what kind of livestock did you have, Uncle Gil?
I had mules.
Yeah.
You mean the cultivators, eh?
Yeah.
Mules. Hadn't got into the tractor business.
Yeah, that's just before, a little before the tractor
stuff. That's right.
Well, did you have some pretty good mules?
Pretty good mules, yes, sir. Pretty good mule. I'm trying to think. Did Miss Boyle and them have it? I think I finished my own mule.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I was.
Well, now what? Tell me about your mules, Uncle Gil. What sort of mules did you have? Small ones?
Well, I did have. I went back to South Carolina and got one. And that's a pretty large mule. Pretty, you know, I say for farm. Pretty large mule, larger than necessary to have, particularly necessary to have for a farm. Boy. Yes. But, and then I had some of these small size, but buy one, I'd buy a smaller size mule.
Well, now, I kind of forget. I used to work mules, too. How did you feed them? Did you, corn?
Corn, that's right. Corn and hay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you raise it?
Raise the corn? Mostly, yes. I tried to raise corn for them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And the hay?
That's right. I had them. Let me see what I'm doing, Mom. I am on the mowing machine in Florida, I don't believe. But I left mine a brand new one in South Carolina.
Oh.
And you know, another thing about it, we didn't bring anything, just left the house like it was. We were planning to go back. Let me know how many mules I left there. You know, I had brothers there. You know what would come of them. They took them and washed them. Let me see. I believe I left 3 mules there. 3 mule hog, Maggie's uncle, my wife's uncle. He killed a hog and ate it up. And I left a barrel of syrup. I just made up. I didn't sit there and get to eat any of it myself. Got it cooked up there and had a full barrel of syrup there.
Damn. You could have used that down here,
couldn't you? Sure could have. And lumber, I had a sawmill there. I did run a sawmill a while, my mill, but I sold that out way back in World War I. We quit fooling with the mill and went to, it was Camp Jackson at that time. We all built Camp Jackson.
Yeah.
Up in Columbia.
And then I took
a man come in war, didn't I, sold out there. This was a white friend of mine that had a mill. I forgot what kind of terms I got that mill there on it. But we ran the mill. It was his mill, though. And we sawed up a lot of lumber there on the place that I left from there. To come to Florida.
Well, now there's plenty of lumber down here.
That's right.
But you didn't have a mill.
No, that's right. That's right, no, I didn't have a mill.
Yeah.
That's right. And pretty hard working in that mill business.
How do you like to work mules, Uncle Jim?
I like it all right. I like it.
Well, they're stubborn. They're hard headed so much of the time. What do you do when they give you trouble?
I give them that line.
Is that right?
Yeah, I hit them with that line.
You just take one of them lines and hit it with it.
Once back now when I first started plowing, we would only plow mule with 2 lines till we got him broke. Then we plowed 1 line. Finally, it got to the place where it don't matter how good he got broke, he'd plow with 2 lines anyhow. So you see, you just take that line, you plow it with, and flip it that way.
Yeah, just snap it.
That's right.
Now, is that a cotton line?
Oh, yes, cotton line.
And that'll sting him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that'll make him get all away from me.
Wouldn't hurt him, just...
Yeah, it would hurt him, too.
He can feel it.
Oh, yes. He'll learn how to hit him with that line. It'll hurt him, too.
Yeah.
He'll get away from me.
And you could talk to him.
That's right.
You could pick them up without talking to them, couldn't you?
I didn't do much of that talking.
Oh.
I guess I should have did more of that. That would have been the best, but I meant go on then.
Yeah.
You know,
I
hear me that
a,
line.
Did you ever have a mule that you couldn't control?
We had one. Now, when I was with my father, he got an old mule then, and he would kick. You know, he was a good mule, and he had good hair, and he's a fine-looking mule. But he'd go a while, then he just started kicking. Just both heels. Then he kicked you, get your plow stock loose from him. From you, and just running and kicking.
Yeah. Is that right?
And, I mean, what did become of that old mule? I'd forgotten now what become of it. But you couldn't do that with him. But we worked him there a good while, working with all that kicking, and just tried every kind of thing to stop him from kicking.
Yeah.
He'd tie string around his ear.
Oh, tie string around his ear.
I don't know whether that did any good or not, but
yeah.
We'd try that, you know. And everything that people would tell us that would stop them.
Yeah,
nothing stopped them from kicking.
Yeah. Tight, pretty tight.
How's that?
Tight?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember now. Pretty tight, I think. You wanted it around that way you could feel it.
Uh-huh.
Again, you didn't have many doctors. You didn't go to the doctor much in them days.
That's right.
Well, now, what did you do if you hurt yourself?
Well, you'd have to go to the doctor, get the doctor to come to you what you want. If you were able to go, why you'd go to
him. Well, like you cut your hand and, you know, things like that.
Oh, well, now my mother was a pretty good doctor herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she'd fix up something, put on that hand.
Yeah.
Get well. It'd be pretty bad for the,
yeah.
Have to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, was you ever any good at doctoring yourself?
Not too much.
Like you didn't take it. You didn't learn much from your mama?
No, didn't learn much. Didn't learn much from her. I don't think she'd use different kind of herbs, you know.
Yeah.
Different
now you take Miss Bessie and all them down there. They are good at doctrine.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. I know Bessie can advise pretty good on doctrine.
And Miss Patterson's one of the best, isn't she?
That's right. Yeah.
If I had anything wrong with me and couldn't get to the doctor, I'd go there and see her.
That's right.
I sure would.
You know, Mr. Miles, we got one of my daughters lives in down at West Palm Beach, and she kind of keeps in touch with these health store people. And they have a book there that it's Back to Eden, and that is a good book. It'll advise you something to use for any complaint that you might have.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
It is really good.
Well, now, do you have the book, or you?
I have the book.
Oh, you have the book.
I have the book. Yeah, she just. Just send, give us a book, and then she sends a lot of that different kind of herb medicine here for us.
Mm-hmm.
And just anything she thinks that we need, she sends it.
Well, now that's nice, Uncle Gil. Now you see, Faye, that's the trouble. You see, when you if you get a chance to talk a little bit every now and then, you pick up some much.
Sure you do. Yes.
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 I had heard of some of that health, those health stores.
That's right.
Well, I've never been in one.
No.
Never been associated with anybody knew anything about it.
That's right. Somebody tell me that they have one in Gainesville now.
I didn't know it.
I don't know it either, but I think it's one of our brothers of our congregation. He lives in Gainesville, and my wife said, his wife said there's one there.
Yeah. You quit farming, though.
After the children got grown and got out.
And you didn't have any help.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, when did you start all that carpentering and all?
I started that before I left South Carolina. I tell you, we had a minister there, our pastor.
He can hear you. He just gone in for some coffee.
I see. You see, he officiated in marrying me and my wife.
Oh.
Our pastor.
Uh-huh.
And then I started a local preacher in the AME church. He got to be presiding elder. He gave me a license to preach.
Is that right?
Let me see now. What else did he do? The same man, I.J. Pruitt was his name. Oh, yeah. He learned me how to carpenter. He built the house. I started building it before I married. Building the house.
Yeah.
I had my new completed, only I hadn't finished it on the inside.
Yeah.
And that house would have been standing there good. I had drawn shingles. You used to rive them and draw shingles. You know anything about that?
Yes.
But I had drawn shingles on, they call it drawn shingles. You see, nothing but the heart of the pine. And that first place that I lived on, where I have a house on, I don't see why my father to do that, but he let me and my brother next to me, he bought the place in, then we bought it from him. He let us have that place, and that was the best land. He was on a little place down there, wouldn't make stuff so good, you know. It was kind of a pole, washer place. And so it was all that best land to us. And 1 year there, I made 21 bales of cotton with one mule.
Man alive.
And you see, I plowed and working myself. Me and my wife pretty well worked that crop.
But you couldn't pick all that cotton?
No, I couldn't. But we picked a lot of it. Oh, yeah. Now, my brother that was in the place, he had one side and I had one. He and his wife, you see, we'd pick, we'd come up and we'd pick together one day and then go in here and pick, like that. We picked a lot of it.
Yeah.
I never was a real cotton picker, but I had to learn to pick.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get on up in them 300 and 400, but I picked 250.
Yeah. That, you know, it gets you, the cotton.
Oh, you know about it,
man. Right in here, don't they?
That's right.
You know, if I'd had some of that tape like we have now, of course they had it, but I didn't have any.
I see.
And, you know, just put a little around them fingers like that.
That's right.
You'd have got a lot more cotton.
I expect so.
You couldn't pick cotton with your gloves on.
No, you couldn't. No.
So you didn't have no protection, did you?
That's right. That's right. Yes, it is.
Well, when you come down here, then you already knew how to carpenter.
Oh, yes. I just got into the farming and did that, but I just went on back to Carpenter.
Well, now, they wouldn't, all these people around here wouldn't let you farm. They wanted you, they'd come get you and make you fix a house for them, put on a roof.
That's right. That's right, but yeah, when I was farming, you see, I had a crowd, and I thought I had to be there with them, you know, to get it done like I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, couldn't many people satisfy me in plowing.
Yeah.
I wanted it done right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A brother that was younger than me. And you know, when my father died, you see, they would all listen to me too.
Yeah.
And even them girls and boys too. The oldest one was a boy. I was the fifth child.
Yeah.
And so they would listen to me.
Yeah.
And my father, before he died, he told them children, they said, y'all listen, y'all do what Bob said. Yeah, so they're living pretty good.
Well, now, what I was thinking about, Uncle Gil, when I come down here, people were still dependent on you to help them out. Now, you see, like Miss Bessie.
That's right.
Anything go wrong with that fireplace, she says she get Mr. Gil.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, I think she said something about that horse singing now.
Oh, really?
I think she told me.
Well, what was wrong with that horse?
The way it was fixed up under there, that sand seeps out. You see, it filled in there with sand and stuff, and it seeps out through them cracks, and that's why it caused it to sink.
Yes. Well, yeah. What can you do?
You just have to try to stop them. Crack it and put in some more dirt.
Oh.
Fill it up again. That's about all.
Well, what holds the sand in?
You see, they got boards built up. Like this is the, now that's the fireplace there. Well, it come out here for the hearth.
Yes.
They got boards built around from the chimney out here all around. All around the hearth to go straight down to the ground.
Yes.
Now some slopes them in that way. Let these boards go to right to the chimney from this way, slant down to the ground. And so we have fixed them that way too. And
well, now
but Bessie's us just go right straight down to the ground this way. You see, boarded all around, and them boards is not so close together in some places. The sand seeps through.
I see. So you just got to take them bricks out up there, the hearth.
That's right.
Just fill it up again.
Fill it up again. That's right.
Well, sir.
Yeah.
And when she working up there with a fire, that makes the sand come out, don't it?
That's right. That's right. Any joint, why? I know that'll help to get it on out there.
Do you do any plumbing?
No, sir. No, sir. I would like to plumb. Do any plumbing.
Yeah. Well, now look, you know, Bessie has got she's a fine cook.
Yes.
She don't even have running water in her kitchen.
Well, she don't have no, she's never had it in there. She never had the running water in her kitchen, eh?
Yeah.
She have never had it? I don't think she has.
I don't think she has.
No.
Well, why wouldn't she put it in there?
Well, I imagine the property don't belong to her.
Well, it don't matter if she's going to use the sink. It don't cost much, does it?
It don't cost much.
No.
I imagine it does. Imagine it could cost right smart to getting that. You'd have to have that sink and all that, the plumbing works, and that's That's pretty high. It costs pretty much for a plumber to put it in there.
Yeah. Well, now she could have put that in a long time ago and it didn't cost so much, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
She has a faucet on the porch, I guess. Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Uncle Gil's got to go. You think of something else we ought to get him to talk to us about for the last thing? Tell us something. What, Uncle Gil, tell us something. Tell us just, what is
it?
Just tell us something else now before you go, because you got to go. I got to go too over there.
Well, you do so many things, Uncle Gil.
Oh, yeah.
How's that, Miss Ma?
I say you do so many things, and I hear about you doing so many things around here, like growing things and carpentry.
That's right.
And you got all this fine family, you know.
Oh, yes.
How'd you get such fine family, Uncle Gil? Did you whoop them every morning?
Yeah, how'd you bring them up?
I always, when I tell them something, they know I meant it. I tell them so they know I meant it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't just tell them, and I didn't tell them please neither.
Yeah.
Did they learn to work?
Oh, yeah, they couldn't have stayed around me if they didn't.
You had something for them to do.
Oh, that's right. That is right, you know. And that is the best, too, in raising up children. I noticed the difference in Lloyd Johnson and Zebby. Zebby's wife died, which was my daughter. And,
oh,
really? Yes, yeah, my daughter. And we told Zebby, says, Zebby, you look around and get you a good wife to stay there with them children. Be there to help you raise them children up.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't going to get no woman putting that over his job.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
No, he going to let them children get grown and get out of there to be, as it looked like the children and his wife maybe couldn't get along good, you know, and he wasn't going to. Wasn't gonna have that trouble with his children and his wife. He's gonna let them children get grown. So, you see about what sort of children he raised. Good for nothing.
I don't know. I didn't even know he had children. Now, I know Lloyd's children.
No large children.
Yes, I know.
Well, you know, the one staying in the trailer, that's his daughter. Staying in the little trailer up there.
I don't know her.
Is that one of Lloyd's children?
No.
That's Zebby's.
Oh, Zebby's.
Zebby's daughter.
Yeah.
You don't know Darcy? No. That one granddaughter?
No.
Darcy?
I don't know any of Zebby's family.
You know?
No.
Well, he's got one fine girl. She lives in Tampa, Eloise.
Yeah.
My daughter died, we hope her to get through school, college.
Oh.
And so she's among the best. I say she's among the best.
Yeah.
She's got somewhere to go now. I think she's the only colored teacher that is going. The rest is white.
Yeah.
That is from Tampa. She's a trip somewhere, but she's recognized among the up class.
Yeah. But then you all helped them too.
That's right. Yeah, we helped them.
Yeah. Well, now, how'd Lloyd get along with his children?
Well, he learnt them to work. When they go to school and they come in, he have something for them to do.
Besides bounce a ball.
That's right. And he schemed around somehow or another and kept them in school.
Yeah.
I don't know, sometime, I don't know if he ever had to borrow much money to do it. Maybe he did. I know what kind? We had a little society, and I think they're running that little society there yet. What was it? Anyhow, I know he asked about, we had a little money in the trade, and he asked them about borrowing some, I think that was just to sort of help out in his children in the school. And they were sort of kind of kicking on it, on something. And I told them that I'd be responsible for it. Let him have it.
Yeah.
I'd be responsible for it.
Now, since I've been down here, Lloyd hadn't made much. He had, you know, he passed his prime.
Same.
And he still had them boys off in school.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes, he worked long somehow or another, because he didn't have any money.
No.
He didn't have any money, but he worked long somehow or another and kept them in school. And of course, when the first two girls, one went on to college, one took up the nurses. The oldest girl, she's a nurse. So, and I guess you know where she work at, the nurse. You know where she work at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they could, maybe they kind of hope him. Then after they got where they could get in some, make some money, they would help his ears.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I imagine so. And I think so. I really think so. I don't know it for certain, but I think so.
Gil, you know, it's hard to believe, but it looks like it's so many times these days it works that way. The children start to work, and they make more than their daddy ever made in his life. How about that?
That's right.
Ain't it?
That's right.
Now look at Lloyd. He never made anything at all like his daughter made.
No, that's right.
Nursing and teaching school and all those things.
That's right. No.
Yes, sir.
No, sir. He wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
He wasn't prepared. He couldn't make it.
Now, you never made as much money as your boys make.
That's right.
Did you?
No, I sure didn't. even when I was working right along with them, let me see. They'd wait for, when they were getting $2 an hour. I believe that's about high they got when I was with them. I was working along with them. I wait for $1.25. I could have got $1. I did do some $1.50, but most ordinarily, all the work I did, I didn't get much of about $1.25.
Now, what was that when you all? What was that when you all was working long together there?
That comedy.
Comedy.
That's right.
Doing the same thing.
Same thing. Oh yes.
Gil, we enjoyed your visit.
We sure did. I'm glad I got here in time to visit a little bit.
Yeah. You got plenty of sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
No, sir. I don't have any. You grew potatoes?
I've got some in here. They get me a sack.
Oh.
You get a sack there and put some in. I just got some the other day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, if I keep them around here, you know, like the children when they come home from school?
Yes, sir.
And I can't resist them. I see that sweet potato there.
That's right. I came in, you made me think about it yesterday evening. I came in. I believe I was working all day yesterday, I believe. Yes. And I come in and Edith, that Monroe's wife, she had two potatoes there. It might have been nearby that large. That was the largest one. And I asked me, I said, can I eat this potato? I thought he just cooked it, you know. I said, what are you going to do for me to eat this potato?
Oh, they do taste good, don't they?
Yes. I had done got a piece of the little one. He had done broke the little one in two.
I thought maybe I wouldn't write until I talked to Dr. Anderson. But she coughs just a little bit. But one night when it was so windy, I had her up. That first real bad night. And it was so cold and windy, I had her up. But I thought, well, I don't have enough hay and wrapping in there. So I got up at 2:30 and went out there and practically sat up the rest of the night with that horse. Well, you know, I was just so worried. It was just so awful to have her coughing in that wind. Yes, I had a blanket for her, and I put a lot of hay in there. She got fine, but she's so much better. Yeah, that I feel real encouraged, because as I say, I know I can't get out and really work. Yeah. Well, this is what Dr. Anderson was hoping that was, you know, was Mrs. problem. Yeah. Well, this is what we're hoping. Oh, I know it. Yeah. Well, how's Devante? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, good. Yeah. Well, that's just great. All I want to see, and thank you for calling.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right and Uncle Gil. The end of Channel 2 Right and Uncle Gil's visit. The end of Channel 2 Right and Uncle Gil's visit this Saturday, the 28th of November, 1970. This Saturday, the 28th of November, 1970. The end of Uncle Gil's visit and the end of Channel 2 Right. This Saturday, the 28th of November, 1970. The end of Channel 2 Right. And Uncle Gil's visit this Saturday, 28th of November, 1970. The end of Uncle Gil's visit.